Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation.
Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this praying. It's good to be with you, to guide you in your prayer, to help you learn to meditate, to contemplate the Lord, and let God's grace work in your life, conform and transform you into his image and likeness through grace, through contemplation and prayer. So I invite you to settle into this space with the Lord. Again, put away anything that would distract you and take away from this experience with him, and then bring closer, bring into your heart, your mind, to your space, those things that will help you, whether it's your journal, a pen, paper, maybe a cup of coffee, whatever helps you engage with the Lord. And then engage your soul and your heart, you know, with acts of faith, hope, and love. Jesus, I want to enter into this time of prayer with you. I believe you're here. I believe you want to speak to me. That whenever I open my heart and mind to you in freedom and trust, you come in. You conform. You work. You transform. And I can trust that. So I believe that, Lord. And I hope in you. I hope that your strength and your power and your love is stronger than my limitations as a creature, even my own sin, my own character flaws, that you can transform them, raise them up, lift me up, make me more like your son. And I love you, Lord. I love you, I know, in a limited way, a specific way, according to my own person. But it's my unique love, a love that no one else can offer, Jesus. Something that's uniquely beautiful to you because it comes from me. And I gift it to you happily, joyfully, in gratitude. Receive this love. Receive this time of prayer as my offering to you of love. Humble myself before you, Lord, too. I'm just a creature, one of your many creatures, one of your many children. So I don't presume to be more than I am, Lord, just a soul that you've loved, created, called to communion with your son, given the immense gift of the priesthood. So I humble myself. I'm so grateful, Lord. I'm grateful for how you've loved me, grateful for the gifts you've given me, grateful even that you give me a share in your own cross and your own suffering. That as I'm with you at the foot of the cross, you say to me, hey, forgive him, Father. Forgive them. They know not what they do. You say, behold, your mother. All these words you speak. Into your hands I commend my spirit. All those things you share with me. And I humble myself and receive those words from you today in prayer, Lord. And I want to contemplate your gospel, your word. See what you want to speak to me today, Lord. Open my heart and my mind to reading Luke 1, 5 to 25, the very beginning of Luke's gospel. Luke, that author that accompanied St. Paul on his many journeys, was with him to the end there in his jail, referred to in his letter to Timothy about Luke. He's the only one with me here. I want to hear what Luke wrote, what God and the Holy Spirit inspired. Through Luke 1, 5 to 25, and see what words strikes me, what doors you open so that my soul and my mind can walk through and listen and talk with you. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Once, when he was serving as priest in a division, turned before God, in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside, the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw. Fear came upon him. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers towards children that are disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people for the Lord. Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man. My wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I'm Gabriel, who stands before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day that these things takes place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." Wow. Well, Jesus, I'm immediately struck by that first kind of section where this faithful Zechariah and his wife, faithful to all the ordinances, righteous in the eyes of God, who blamelessly fulfilled all of these norms but didn't have a child. What would have been the temptation in Zechariah's mind and heart to think and believe about himself? He may have seen himself like, "Why? What have I done?" Right? Maybe he noticed all of his defects, you know? What's that? Maybe that's why I don't have a child. Maybe I'm not, like, that questioning, that doubt, right? And then he's faithful, though, persevering, still blamelessly fulfilling the ordinances of the Lord. Goes in and has that vision. And that vision tells him, "God has heard your prayer." What was that prayer? I don't know if it was specifically, "Hey, give my wife a child." Maybe his prayer was, "Lord, help me trust your plan." Maybe his prayer was, "Lord, reveal your love to me." Maybe his prayer was, "Lord, you know, give me some confidence that you see the effort I'm putting in loving and serving you faithfully and blamelessly and trying to fulfill all of your ordinances and trusting, even though we don't have children, you haven't blessed us that way, that you still love and bless us," right? Maybe he was struggling with his faith. Who knows? But God says, "I've heard you and I answer your prayers." And the way he answered was the gift of life. It was blessing his wife. What a beautiful thing that Zechariah's prayers were around a need of his, but also of his wife. Their need as a couple, as a family, their desires that they mutually shared. That's what was on his heart. Strikes me as a man, as a priest, but also all of us. The things that should be most on our hearts that lead us to greater prayer and contemplation and to pour out ourselves before the Lord should be the needs of others. The shared needs of us as couples, as family, as a church, that a man's heart, a person's heart, should be focused and desirous of those things that are good for the whole. Or even their own personal biggest sufferings, crosses, desires, needs are wrapped up with those of the community, those of their family, those of the church. So give me a heart like that, Lord, a heart like Zechariah's, that what I plead for before the Lord are those things that are good for everyone, for the whole church. That what I feel most as a need are the needs of grace for others. And I'm struck by Zechariah's lack of faith because the angel calls, "Hey, because you didn't believe, you're going to be mute." So he struggled to believe. And I can identify with that. Maybe it was because it was too good to be true. You're like, "I can't believe this. it challenges us what I was tempted to believe before, which is that you didn't love me because you didn't give me a child. And now all of a sudden you're giving it to me and I just can't believe it, because it forces me to again see myself in the truth that I am loved, that I am chosen, that you do want to bless me with life and a child, right? Zachariah is thinking. And so when God promises that, I've heard your prayer and I'm going to do it, it's almost too good to be true, and he can't believe it. And he questions, and he's like wrestling to believe. And maybe even it's like, it can't be true. God can't love me that much. I can't let go of this doubt or this challenge. And this is, God says, no, no. I need you to just stop talking. I need you to be silent in order to reflect and receive the gift that I do want to give. Not as a chastisement, but as a medicinal discipline, so that you can receive all that I want you to understand the gift and receive it fully. So I'm going to put you in timeout, so you can reflect and receive, and then go forth a changed man, a new man, fully convinced of my love for you. Receive it totally, so that you can embrace this child, John, and give him all of your love without fear and without these accrued self-doubt that you transmit to him. No, I want you fully in love and trusting with me, so you can gift this child that attitude, that spiritual fruit. I think it's important, Zachariah, that you learn this lesson so that you can give it to John, because John's going to need it too. It's beautiful, because that's also a similar gift that Jesus gave John when he was in jail. Go tell him what you see. Go see how much God loves the blind, the poor. Good news is being preached for them. In case his faith is faltering, remind him God's arriving with his love. So Lord, give me openness to receive that gift like Zechariah. Let me not be governed by doubt, by questioning, by holding on to lies I've believed in the past that impede me from receiving the gift you want to give. So take any time that you need in your own prayer and reflection of repentance, gratitude, petition, praise of God. And then in that space also form a resolution of how you want to conform your heart, your mind, your words, your choices today to this truth, to live more in tune with what God spoke to you today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.